Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. As the intro indicated, this show is intended to help small businesses get started, grow, and prosper. What exactly is a small business? The Small Business Administration defines a small business as one that employs fewer than 500 people. By this definition, there are more than 27 million small businesses currently operating in the United States. These can range from incorporated, self-employed individuals to community banks and construction firms. Let's go over some statistics related to these 27 million small businesses. First, more than 70% of these businesses are owned and operated by a single person. 77 million people, or 57% of this country's workforce, are employed by small businesses. Approximately 70% of all small businesses remain in operation 2 years after inception. Then approximately 50% of all small businesses remain in operation 5 years after inception. And 54% of small businesses are home-based. There are many costs associated with starting a small business. In order for a business to be properly structured, there are licenses, certificates, and insurance requirements that should be in place. No matter the size of a business, every business should have small business insurance policies in place to protect its assets. Unfortunately, there are many businesses that are operating without adequate coverage or no coverage at all. Nearly half of all businesses that are forced to temporarily stop operation because of a natural disaster fail within 5 years. Of those that are unable to resume operation within 10 days, nearly 80% close within 1 month. A solid business insurance policy can prevent this from happening by allowing your small business to remain profitable, even in the face of disaster. If you own a small business, it's good to consider requiring the proper insurance to protect your business venture. With us today to discuss small business insurance is Joe Moyer of the Van Dyke Group. Joe has been in the insurance industry since 2005 and specializes in commercial insurance and small business insurance solutions. He is also a member of the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of New Jersey, New Jersey's Young Agent Council. Thank you for being here today, Joe.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be here.
All right. Let's get started. The obvious question is, what is small business insurance?
Well, small business insurance provides you with the coverage necessary to keep your business operational, especially in the aftermath of a catastrophe or a lawsuit. Catastrophes can include fire, major weather events like Hurricane Sandy, and accidents with extreme losses. Lawsuits can also devastate businesses. These insurance plans can be customized to meet the inherent risks faced by your particular business.
All right. What types of risks does a business face?
Well, I'm glad you ask. Businesses face a number of risks that the entrepreneur might not initially be aware of when they're getting their business up and running. As a business owner, you can face property damage from fire, storms, and accidents of all kinds. Liability comes in many forms, including product liability, accident and injury liability, libel, malpractice, and professional liability. Every business faces unique risks and may be determined by how you can service your customers, how many employees you have, materials and products that you sell, and the safety of your building and processes. It's important that you find the right insurance professional to help you protect yourself and your business as a whole.
Okay, what does a small business need that protects them from liability and lawsuits?
Well, different industries have different liability risks, and for this reason, small business insurance policies can be customized. You only need to purchase the types of liability coverage you require, such as general liability, professional liability, or product liability. General liability covers most liability claims that may be brought against you. It protects against payments for bodily injury, property damage, libel, and slander. It will also cover court costs and legal fees associated with covered events. Professional liability or errors and omissions insurance protects your business from liability claims due to malpractice, negligence, and errors. Product liability insurance is important for companies that manufacture, distribute, or sell products. If a product defect results in illness or injury, your company could be sued. This coverage will protect you from this type of lawsuit.
All right. Let's discuss some of the details associated with these business policies. General liability, it's a good place to start, as any. All right, you mentioned it covers payments for bodily injury, property damage, libel, and slander, including the associated court costs and legal fees. Can you please give the listeners a little more detail about this policy?
Well, liability insurance, also known as commercial general liability, protects a company's assets and pays for certain obligations, like medical costs, for example, incurred if someone gets hurt on your property or when there are property damages or injuries caused by you or your employees. Liability insurance also covers the costs of your legal defense and any settlement or award should you be successfully sued. Typically, these include compensatory damages, non-monetary losses suffered by the injured party, and punitive damages. General liability insurance can also protect you against any liability as a tenant if you cause damage to a property that you rent, such as by fire or other covered costs. Finally, it can also cover claims of false or misleading advertising, including libel, slander, and copyright infringement.
But let's put it simply there. I'm a small business. Do I really need liability insurance?
Well, we live in a litigious society. And even if you think you're unlikely to face a claim, getting insurance is a wise investment that doesn't cost much. Annual premiums can range from $750 to $2,000, depending on your line of business and coverage needs. That's certainly a lot less than the thousands, if not millions of dollars you may need to spend fighting your case in court. General liability insurance can be purchased on its own, but it can also be included as part of a business owner's policy, which bundles liability and property insurance into one policy. If you have a BOP, as it's called, a business owner's policy, check it to see what your liability coverage limit is. You may find that it's quite low, in which case you may need additional coverage through a separate policy.
Okay. All right. Well, how can I, as a business owner, determine my coverage needs?
Well, the coverage you need depends on the type of business you are in and the perceived risk associated with it. For example, a building contractor will need different coverage than a web designer or consultant. Your business location is also another factor that comes into play. For example, some states tend to award more damages to plaintiffs claiming personal injury than others. If you fall into the lower risk category, you may want to consider a business owner's policy, which combines general liability and property insurance at a cost-effective rate.
Okay. I've read that other coverage can be purchased along with a general liability policy to encompass additional situations. Just what would those situations be?
Well, small business insurance policies can be customized to fit your business plan. Some other coverage options include loss of income insurance. So basically, if your business is forced to temporarily cease operations because of a covered event, this coverage can provide you with the continued income so that you can pay your employees and cover your monthly bills and expenses. This coverage is usually limited to 1 year. The other type of insurance is fidelity insurance. The coverage will shield you from losses resulting from illegal actions of an employee, such as theft or embezzlement. And there's also commercial vehicle insurance. If you drive a car, taxi, truck, delivery van, or any other vehicle for your small business, you will typically need a commercial vehicle policy to cover your risks. If your employees drive on the job, you'll also need this coverage.
Okay, we seem to be talking mainly about the product or a service. Let's discuss the retail businesses. What about a business that is in retail sales? You know, the store that sells this myriad of products. What kind of insurance do they need to protect their retail business?
There are more than 1 million retail establishments in the United States. Some have only one storefront, while others have a chain of stores located in multiple locations. Whether you established or own a retail business or bought a privately owned franchise, you'll want to make sure to protect your business venture with a suitable retail insurance policy. Let me give you some statistics. Retail stores employ more than 15 million Americans. 4.06 million are salespersons. 2.73 million are cashiers. 1.26 million are stock clerks and other fillers. 1.10 million are first line supervisors or managers, and 281,000 are customer service representatives. Retail employees earn an average of $16.65 an hour. These employees work an average of 31.5 hours a week, and over the past 2 years, more jobs were created than lost in this industry. Retail insurance is a customized form of business insurance. It It is specifically designed to provide retail store owners with the coverage needed to keep their business operational, even in the event of a catastrophe or a lawsuit. Retail business insurance is actually a package of insurance options that are customized to protect against the risks faced by the owner of a retail operation. These insurance plans can be fine-tuned to meet the needs and budget of the business, no matter the size or type of operation.
All right. Well, let's go a little deeper then. What type of insurance do retail business owners need?
Retail businesses can range from small corner store to a large chain of stores that are found in several states. When you run a retail business, there are some commercial insurance policies you will need to secure, either to meet state requirements or to protect your business venture. These include unemployment insurance. Once you establish and register your business with your state's workforce agency, they'll begin collecting state taxes and sales tax from you. Through these taxes, you'll automatically be purchasing mandatory state unemployment insurance. Disability insurance. If you're required to purchase this insurance if you have employees working in any of the following six locations: California, Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, or Puerto Rico. Medical insurance. The Affordable Health Care Act requires small businesses that employ more than 50 full-time people to provide their employees with medical benefits. A trusted choice member agent can help you find affordable rates through group insurance plans for small businesses. Retail stores may need commercial auto insurance if they have a delivery service and has a company-owned vehicle or fleet of vehicles. You'll be required to purchase commercial vehicle insurance that meets your state's mandated minimum liability coverage amounts. Flood insurance is for most business insurance plans. Most business insurance plans exclude flood damage from their property coverage. If your store is located in a flood-prone area, you can protect it by purchasing a federally backed business flood insurance policy. Agents in the Trusted Choice Network can provide you with more information. Business insurance. If you have taken out a large business loan or rent your retail space, you may be required by your lender or your landlord to carry business insurance. Whether or not it is required, this insurance coverage can protect your retail business so that it can remain profitable even in the face of disaster.
What about the retail business's property and assets? How are they protected?
Retail insurance offers a variety of coverage options to help you protect your business assets. If you own a small single location store, general property insurance may be sufficient. Larger retail establishments and those that carry specialized goods and services require other coverage options to achieve full coverage. Some retail insurance coverage options include general property insurance. This provides coverage for the merchandise in your store, as well as the property such as wall decor, shelves, racks, counters, furniture, etc. If merchandise is lost or damaged because of severe weather, fire, vandalism, or major theft, the insurance can provide compensation for your loss. Coverage against shoplifting may be limited or non-existent. Computer property insurance is important because computers are often necessary for recording transactions and inventory. This insurance provides coverage for computers and computer equipment used in your store or stores in the event that they are rendered useless because of a virus or need specialized services for repairs or problems. Backup of sewer and drain insurance. Flood insurance is generally not covered. We've covered that. If a sewer or drain backs up and causes costly water damage to your merchandise or flooring, this coverage can offer you compensation so that you can repair or replace damaged items. Signage insurance. The signs posted outside your store can often be quite expensive. If they are damaged by fire, severe weather, or vandalism, this insurance will provide you with the compensation to replace them.
Well, that's a lot of insurance, but are there any other retail insurance business coverage options that exist?
Retail insurance plans offer many addition coverage options. Among them are money and securities insurance. Retail stores tend to carry a lot of cash on premises. If the money is destroyed, lost, or stolen from your place of business or en route to the bank to make a deposit, this coverage can provide you compensation. Data compromise and identity restoration. This protects you from lawsuits if a customer data is compromised or if you, the business owner, or the named employees become victims of identity theft. Fidelity insurance shields you from losses caused by the illegal actions of an employee, such as theft or embezzlement. Loss of income insurance. We covered that a little bit earlier, but if your store is forced to temporarily close because of a covered event, this coverage can provide you with the continued income so that you can pay employees and your monthly bills. This coverage is usually limited to 1 year. Utility interruption insurance. Some businesses can't operate without phones, internet, or water, or heat or electricity. If a utility company fails to provide services for more than 8 consecutive hours, this policy can provide you with loss of income coverage.
All right, well then, how does the business owner go about finding the right insurance policy for their retail business?
Finding retail business insurance isn't as much of a challenge as understanding how much coverage your business needs to be fully protected. No matter what comes your way, you may need to do some legwork before you search for insurance to determine how much insurance you can purchase given your operations budget and how much potential liability you face. You may want to speak with a financial planner and a lawyer to help you plan out your budget and understand your risks. In the end, you'll need to work with an insurance agent that understands your business and can craft a policy to match it. Don't be fooled. It's in your best interest not to go with the first quote you get. It's highly advised that you seek out at least 3 quotes for coverage before you buy. Just make sure you're looking at similar coverage. This way you can get peace of mind that you're comparing insurance that's well-matched for your risks and not more insurance than you actually need.
All right. That's pretty good stuff, Joe. I'm going to have to stop you here. We've just about run out of time, and there's still a lot more I'd like to cover regarding the business insurance. While we've covered a lot, there's still the problem of insurance for the professional, the product liability, and more. Would you be willing to come back next week? Continue where we left off.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, thanks. Well, listeners, you've heard a great deal about business insurance and why it's very important to your business to have proper coverage. As was stated in the opening, many businesses fail not because they are run improperly, but because they have been affected by some sort of disaster or lawsuit, and they did not have or had inadequate insurance. Don't you be one of those future statistics. Tune in next week, and we'll take up where we left off. If you want more information about this show or any of our previous shows, our email address is sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbpwbnj.org. That's all the time we have. Don't forget to tune us in next week at this time for more Score Business Points. Until then, this is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.